Hello, everyone, and welcome to the very B-A-R-Y Necessary Podcast. Woo.
Did you hear that? I couldn't even say
sound like a dog whistle.
That didn't even sound like a dog whistle.
I can't even.
That's not the mangies. Like,
that's what I feel.
What's the mangies?
You know, sick dog.
The
stray dog that just
looking looking for anything to eat.
Yeah.
He's sick.
I'm telling you, I don't know. I don't know. I thought maybe it was my allergy, and it could be, but it's just, I don't know. This my year to be sick. I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I'm taking my zinc and everything else, so it's coming back.
Oh, how long?
I remember sitting, this is the thing, I sat outside Thursday and then I went into a building that the air was absolutely frigid. I mean, it was cold in that place. And so I went outside to kind of like thaw out. And so when I woke up Friday morning, this is how I sounded.
Well, that's the issue. Let me explain something to y'all. The reason why, yes, the nurse knows.
This is why.
Okay. When you take your body from cold to hot, cold to hot, cold to hot like that, where you're in a freezing building, you go out in the heat, come from the heat, go into the cold, you're disrupting the body temperature. You're disrupting the self temperature regulation. The body don't know what to do. It's like, hold on, I thought we was in Alaska for the last 8 hours. Now we in the Bahamas. Like, what is going on? So, what is the body's natural response?
Confused,
but also it's letting off the receptors to say, hey, something is not right.
Mm-hmm.
When actually, it's not that something is not right. It's just that we're going back and forth through these temperature extremes. And you're disrupting the receptors to send the messages. So this is what causes us to get sick. You feel me?
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, it's just a point of when you're in. So this is what I do in my office. I know my office is going to be cold every day.
Mm-hmm.
I put my heater on. I have a heater in my office. Put my heater on. So I keep myself at a baseline temperature. If I know it's going to be hot as hell outside, as soon as I get in my car, I put my air condition not on 62, put on about 69. I keep my body regulated at one temperature.
Because it's a shock syndrome to the body. Okay.
You can't keep shocking the body and then thinking it's not going to react.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
it has nothing to do with my immune system. Like, it's not weak or anything. I just went from one extreme to another.
Yeah.
Place was cold.
And when you keep doing it, it just keeps. Now, you got to understand also, every time you get sick, you are weakening your immune system.
Okay, I thought so. Okay.
So every time. So people who are constantly sick tend to get sicker faster or more repetitively because they just, you know, they don't really protect themselves from, you know, the back and forth situations to it. So you could take all the zinc and elderberry and whatever it is, y'all, Vita C.
I take all my vitamins, but it's still good to take though, right?
I ain't saying stop that, but I'm saying be proactive and
be consistent with it.
Right. Taking your medicine is consistent, but also know what's sending your body into the shock. So now that she knows this, she's going to practice keeping a sweater in the car. She might get a little heater in her office. She has to keep her body regulated in between like a 68, 72 temperature, just like you do your damn house. Oh. What happened in your house when you sit up there and let it get too hot? Don't it take forever for the damn air to cool the house off? And then when you go to the extremes of cutting the air off and then turning it up to to 60 when you get home, guess what's going to happen over time? You're going to tear your goddamn air conditioner.
Right. And normally I do have a sweater or something in a vehicle, but, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have
speaking
a vehicle.
That, speaking of keeping your body regulated, I was just on Instagram last night, and it was talking about, you know, when, hold on, can I play this real quick? In the mic? Okay, hold on. Start over again, child. It's about frequencies in the body.
Mm-hmm.
Towards deep restorative sleep. If you're anxious, listen to a 432 hertz frequency. Right. Let this harmonious vibration envelope and calm our troubled mind. If you want to lose weight, listen to a 280 hertz frequency. This frequency is known to stimulate metabolism and promote fat burning. If you feel unwell, listen to a 528 hertz frequency. This healing frequency will provide relief and facilitate the regeneration of your body. If you have pain, listen to a 174 hertz frequency. It has the power to alleviate your suffering and restore your overall well-being. If you're experiencing a decrease in energy, listen to a 417 hertz frequency. You'll regain your lost vitality and experience an energy boost.
That is absolutely correct.
You know, I never knew about the. I know that our bodies have frequencies of the elements of the earth, right? Mm-hmm. And I know that it's good to go through the Reiki, the mm-hmm. you know, that chakra, you mm-hmm. know, to release the frequencies. But I never knew, like, listen to certain types of frequencies soothe. Well, I do know, like, the white noise.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
It mellows you out or calms you down, or people like to listen to the raindrops or listening to mm-hmm. things to kind of calm their anxiety down and stuff right. like that. But all the other things like the fat burning and weight loss and I'm like, oh, that's
so
interesting.
When we hosted the last release and recharge,
mm-hmm.
we had a young lady that specializes in all of that there. She did the sound bath for us and everything. Mm-hmm. And that's why I kept saying, wait a minute, weren't y'all with? But it was her.
Okay.
And so she talked about the 400 hertz and all that stuff. And you can find them on YouTube. You can find all that on YouTube. You can find where you can
so
listen to all
you,
those
you,
frequencies and everything
you
on YouTube.
Get the
they got them all on YouTube. The sounds,
mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what they. You can
plug
find
in
them all
the sound
on YouTube.
You want.
Yep,
or the hertz you want.
Yep,
and that, or and whatever play. You could just say metabolism hertz,
oh,
and it's
yeah.
gonna they're all gonna pop up for you.
And then since they broke it down to which one, you can just put that number in and it's all on YouTube. She gave us all that
and
information.
You can save them.
Yeah. Yep.
So you'll have
I never knew
them.
That so y'all mm-hmm. knew that
I knew I it after the release and recharge.
Okay.
I did.
Well, yep. I learned about them when I started Reiki.
The Reiki, yeah, because wow. she's a Reiki specialist. So yeah, and she told us all about that. And that's why before she started the sound bath routine, she talked about all of that and where we could find it in different apps and that. And she has a space in our home, well, our town.
And then and I also read that we overeat when we are indoors or don't have sunlight. When we don't have enough sunlight in our body, it sends a signal that we are hungry. And just think about it. And when we were at Disney World, remember how hot it was? It's too mm-hmm. hot to eat. It's like, I don't want to eat anything because it's too hot. When you are in direct sunlight and you're getting, because that's the nutrients from the sun replenishing your body. Don't get me wrong. You need to eat to sustain. Right. But sometimes sunlight help us to restrict our eating because it's so hot and our body is already releasing toxins from our sweat. And that's why we have to replenish with liquids versus eating food, because most of the time we're not hungry, we're thirsty, but it's sending the signals that we are hungry because we don't know how to differentiate between thirst and hunger.
But if you think about it, think about back in the day. You never had restaurants with patio areas. Now you do, where there's a lot of people who like to do outdoor eating.
Mm-hmm.
But that's in the United States.
Oh,
people
United
overseas.
States, we are the worst.
People overseas have known for years.
To eat outside.
To eat. It's better to eat outdoors. Because not only does it help you restrict your intake, it also helps you to digest your food.
Yes.
So we late to the cookout. We just started getting patio areas maybe about 10 years
but
ago.
But we're not getting them for, we're getting them for recreation, right? And to
they've had ambience. Cafes and little outdoor restaurants in Europe forever.
You think, and I was like, that makes
That's
sense.
That's why we got the fattest people in the world.
One, we, other countries have such high restriction on their food processing. Mm-hmm. United States, we allow anything mm-hmm. in our mm-hmm. food, you know. A lot of countries where we have 100 things where we are, that we will accept, these countries say, oh no, 45 of that 100 we won't accept in our country, you know, FDA wise, whatever. Mm-hmm. But I was really shocked to really, but I was shocked, but then it didn't shock me as I went back to think about, like, that is right. Because when we were kids outside playing, we ain't had time to eat. Because guess what? We had a water cooler yep. outside.
Or either
and when you got thirsty,
it, yep.
you went hose. And grabbed some water and you kept it moving. These kids stay inside the house. They eat up the groceries.
Everything.
They looking at
Sit
you
in
like
front of the TV.
Yeah,
in
front
Uber
of the TV.
Eats.
And
damn right.
And they're gaining weight. That's why a lot of these kids bigger than the parents.
Do you know how horrible we would be if we had Uber Eats?
Sure.
Back in the goddamn
I
day?
Thought about it, how horrible we would be if we had a lot of this stuff.
Yeah, we would have been terrible.
So that was interesting. I'm glad I ran across that.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad y'all talking about like natural healing properties and different things like that. Because now that it's summertime, I want to introduce to y'all a medicinal property. So I do a lot of little supplements and different things like that, right? Because, mm-hmm. you know, that's just me. I like herbs, I like supplements, anything that's going to keep me from taking actual medication because mm-hmm. I don't believe in medicine. Mm-hmm. So
JFRK, whatever his name is, he don't either. Go ahead.
Oh, that's the other one. RFK Jr.
I have
no parents.
So,
ready
so
to
am
jump
I
out that grave and beat him down.
Okay.
You back?
Mm-hmm.
ADD?
Yep. I'm back.
All right. So in the morning, I take a little shot glass. Sometimes I do carrot juice. Sometimes I do orange juice. Just depends. Carrot juice is disgusting, but I need it, right? So I take a little shot glass of this juice. Inside this juice, I put my rhodiola in it. I put my senna. I put lots of different things. I'm not going to disclose my whole little regimen. But one thing I've added to my regimen in the morning that I've been doing for the last past year is chlorophyll.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna tell you what chlorophyll does. Chlorophyll is a natural antioxidant.
Mm-hmm.
So it does. With that it becomes a natural deodorizer to the body. If you are one of those people who have like a natural must.
Mm-hmm.
You need to start taking some chlorophyll, damn it. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, the first time you poop, it's going to look like the Hulk's poop because
mm-hmm.
it's green.
mm-hmm.
So don't be alarmed.
Mm-hmm.
But it is a natural detoxifiant. So
is that stuff that you put in the tanks for the fish, chlorophyll? Is that the same thing?
I don't know about, no.
Uh-huh.
It's supposed
be.
To be like a neutralizer, like a
yes.
uh-huh.
chlorophyll. Okay. So I didn't know. I don't okay. know. I haven't uh-huh. had a fish since
yeah,
because you know, childhood.
I used to buy that for my fish to neutralize the water.
But now I don't know if that's the same type of chlorophyll. Might have chlorophyll in it, but yes, chlorophyll is a medicinal property. So it helps with skin care. It's an acne treatment. Helps with wound healing. Helps with digestive health. Even cancer prevention, controlling body odor, which I said,
mm-hmm.
energy, fights inflammation, helps with liver detoxification, same thing, deodorant properties. I just told y'all, I don't smell. I don't like, even when I'm sweaty, I don't have like a sweaty smell. You know how people smell like out kids smell like outside. So y'all might want to put that puppies. In some of the little churn juice. It ain't gonna hurt them. Cause I done smell some loud little children around here.
Baby.
They smell like some grown-ups. It helps with anemia. Remember, I was anemic. It has anti-aging properties in it. Helps with balancing hormones. Hello, hello, ladies in their prime.
Mm-hmm. Them attitudes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Helps with constipation and boosts red blood cells.
Mm-hmm.
So I just thought I'd tell y'all maybe adding, you know, that little dropper of chlorophyll could make the world.
It's the same.
Is it? Okay. Mm-hmm. Could make the world a difference. And hell, if it's good for the fish, why not us?
Because when your fish, especially when, you know, we put food in the fish tank and we change out the water, fish has to be put back, as you mentioned before, the body regulation, the temperature has to be regulated.
Right.
And so the chlorophyll helps neutralize and it helps clean and it it just
because you'll kill the fish.
Yeah, if you don't properly take care of the tank and all that junk that's in there, because that's what it
well, they can live it. They can live in the dirty water. It's when you take them out the clean water, the dirty water, and you put them in the clean water that's not the same temperature and doesn't have the same property.
It shocks
them.
They
go into shock. Stop killing them fish. Well, damn, do children have fish anymore? I don't see kids with...
Because that was my first
I don't see kids. That, I don't see kids with fish and gerbils and
taking care of fish birds. Is not easy as y'all think it is.
I don't see...
like the parakeets.
Parakeets. I don't
I had a bird.
Yeah.
My bird died.
I'm talking about people now.
Oh.
These chilling now.
Yeah, the kids now, but they, you know, it's more... They have more dogs and cats and... And I think even one of my kids had a monkey.
What the hell?
He did. He came. He was so excited. He came to school and told me he had a monkey. Pet monkey.
Oh, my God.
I don't know if it was what screwed up.
What
in the hell? Yeah.
What y'all doing at the house?
But, yeah. So, I think they still have pets.
He live at Neverland
Ranch. But
it's
more like dogs and cats. I've heard gerbil. I have heard a gerbil or a hamster. Yeah.
But I think that's the first little... path we get to responsibility as a child, taking care of our pet. So, I mean, I don't know what parents are these. These are millennial parents, right? Millennial parents, you might want to buy that baby a little pet or something so they can learn some responsibility and taking care of it. But that was the other show. We gonna get back.
This was interesting. I like this. Okay.
Yeah. So maybe I'll introduce a new supplement or herb to the show every week, since this is a new little deep dive for me.
Chlorophyll.
Mm-hmm. I feel better.
How long have you been doing it?
I've been doing chlorophyll for about a year now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And so I every time I introduce a new supplement to my regimen, I document the difference in what I can see within my body. So the rhodiola that I take, it helps, it pairs with my ADHD medication, because that's the only medicine I take for my ADHD. So the rhodiola, it is for brain cognition and helps with that. So it does very well. Let's get to the story at hand today.
Oh, what's the story?
They wanted to talk about Diddy's ass.
I just this is just for me, because I'm going to be honest with you all. I've been kind of like, because I'm at work and not able to like read everything, I just want some updates. I want some clarity on things and everybody's thoughts and feelings in regards to the case.
Well, let me ask
trial,
you this.
Excuse me.
Well, I've been watching clips here and there, because it's a lot to take in.
I wonder why they didn't want to televise it. Like they did the O.J. Simpson trial.
I think they learn from young thugs. I think it was
too sexual.
I think they learn from young thugs.
Yeah.
Because, you know, he took on that defense.
He's one of Diddy's lawyers now.
Yes, he's on the. Listen, I love that lawyer because he keeps me hype. Hype me up because every morning he hypes up.
But you think about it, they tell jurors, we want you to have an unbiased opinion. Don't look at the news. Don't read the newspaper, which nobody reads newspaper anymore. Don't do social media, da 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 da. But if you have it televised and it's all over social media, how do you keep the jurors for not?
Listen, I'm like this right here.
That doesn't make any sense.
It don't make sense. You can never say what one person is thinking mm-hmm. or what they will and will not do.
Mm-hmm.
You have 12 jurors that all don't share the same ideologies. They don't share the same thought process on anything. It's very hard to get people to understand, 12 people to really come together with a common mindset when of this nature.
And I'm going to tell you where this shit don't even work in his favor. Now, do I condone anything Diddy has done? No. But according to law, you're supposed to have a jury of your peers, correct?
You have to do what now?
It has to be a jury of 12 and they have to be of your peer group.
Oh, right. Yes.
Correct?
Correct.
Yes.
Correct.
Define to me what a peer group is. It ain't just of, you know, mixed ethnicities in your same age group. Also has to be socioeconomic background.
Mm.
That's your peer group.
Right, right.
Ain't nobody on that goddamn jury.
Is in that socioeconomic.
Exactly. So how can you judge me? And like I said, not holding a bias or a favoritism to Diddy, because it's wrong. But I'm trying to think of somebody who you could get up there to.
So here's
put a Chris Brown up there on the jury. If you see what I'm saying? Put Rihanna, Chris Brown. Name me some more niggas got some money who in entertainment.
But they're not big, they have connections to him, so therefore they can't.
Yeah, I know. But in order to say that you gave me my rights as a US citizen to be judged by my peers, Those would be the type of people so you would have to have.
But here are the jurors. Okay. Go ahead, Vaughn.
So not only that, people already have a mindset of I don't like him anyway.
Right.
So you're not even giving that person a fair chance, no matter what you hear.
Yeah, they weren't supposed to have.
But come on now. He's a public puff, figure.
Right.
Figure.
So here are the 12 jurors. First, they say that the jurors range from 30 to 74 with an average age of 52 and come across the Southern District of New York, including 5 jurors from Manhattan, 3 from the Bronx, and 4 from Winchester. So 8 of the jurors are men and 4 are women. Here's the breakdown.
That's already warped. Upside down. Yeah.
Okay, so we have a 69-year-old male that's a massage therapist.
Oh, shit.
He works as a massage therapist.
Puffy won this round.
He told the judge overseeing the case that an immediate family member was a victim of domestic violence, but the experience would not bias him as a juror. You have a 31-year-old male that's an investment analyst.
A family member ain't no victim of domestic
violence. He works as an investment analyst, lives in Manhattan, and is an active member of his church. While he vowed to be a fair juror, he flagged that his moral objection to capital punishment is big. He said that he saw the video of Combs assaulting his former girlfriend, Cassie, and is aware of the allegations against Combs. You have a 51-year-old male scientist. He has a PhD in biology and works as a scientist. He told the judge overseeing the case that he vaguely is aware of the allegations against Combs.
Lying ass.
Based on news report. Then you have a 30-year-old female that's a deli clerk. She works as a deli clerk, generally doesn't watch the news, and lives with her family in the Bronx. She says she enjoys listening to hip hop music.
She know
and
him.
Reggae.
She got every goddamn bad boy album in her house.
Yep.
We have another female that's 42. She's a nursing home aide. She works in a nursing home, lives in Manhattan, has two children, and prefers getting her news by word of mouth.
Oh,
that's
Lord.
That's she queer. Got a ticket 15 years ago for carrying an open container of alcohol, and she's generally familiar with the allegations against Quita.
Quita like bad boy too.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you have a 41-year-old clerk at the correctional facility. That's a male. He works as a clerk there. Says he enjoys listening to 90s hip hop.
Oh yeah,
and lives in the Bronx.
And that's Jaheim Daddy Raheem, and he gonna bring Puff the phone.
He said he was familiar with the basic allegations of the case, but his pre-existing knowledge would not prevent him from being a fair juror. He said that he pled guilty to misdemeanor fraud after a medical practitioner.
Oh, he looking at
hold on, how the hell you he looking how at you work in jail if you a goddamn
he
felon?
Used after a car accident was accused of insurance fraud. He got looking, 1 year.
Oh, hell no.
That right there needs to be dismissed.
He you ain't supposed to have his job.
Okay, let me. He has 68-year-old retired
juror male. Number five needs to be dismissed.
But used to work for the bank, lives in Westchester, and has adult children. He says he enjoys listening to Indian music, playing cricket and volleyball.
Okay,
you got another 68.
He can stay.
You have another 68 retired male. He's retired lineman for the telephone company, enjoys listening to classic rock. He lives with his family in Winchester. Says he's familiar with some of the names associated with the case, because he's watched Combs' reality show, Making the Band, when it originally aired.
Everybody still mad at Puff for making them people go down and get that darn cheesecake.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he said he did see the assault video. You have a 43-year-old physician's assistant. She lives in Winchester, and she says she listens to R&B and hip-hop. She's both a community-based organization. Oh, she's both community-based organization for women in Harlem and a social justice public theater organizer.
Nope. Puffy might not get down on that one.
39-year-old social worker. He works as a preventative social worker for child care organization, frequently handles domestic violence cases. He is also a licensed security guard, lives with his family in Bronx. Listens to R&B and Afrobeats.
Okay,
and gets
his news
from YouTube and likes watching sports.
He might be a good juror.
Then you have a 67-year-old bank analyst. Says that he once served on a jury for a criminal case in the Bronx, but the jury did not reach a verdict. Then you have a 74-year-old treatment coordinator. She works as a treatment coordinator for an organization dedicated to serving the disabled. She lives alone and loves classical music, and she has a bachelor's degree in sociology.
And she got 9 cats.
So the alternate jurors are a 57-year-old male architect, 35-year-old male that's unemployed, a 40-year-old physician. Says he said that he previously read an article written by someone who said Combs threatened her, but does not think that the information is relevant to the trial. Has a 71-year-old nonprofit employee, a 24-year-old site operator. And then you have a 37-year-old officer of an international organization. So that's your jury, y'all.
I see about 5 of them can be dismissed.
All of the ones from Winchester probably need to be dismissed.
You think so?
You know what Winchester, the area of Winchester in New York is?
Yeah. Okay.
And I don't feel like he'll get a fair deal because... I don't know. Hey,
this is gonna be interesting.
I don't feel like that is a juror of your peers.
No, absolutely not.
And because they've all formed their bias based on what they know of Puff. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I mean, but the thing about it is he has done, I think people are going to intertwine his past with his current. And the two have nothing to do with each other because he's really on trial for sex trafficking.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But right now they are highlighting his domestic violence.
So what they're going to do is, and I don't like this, but I mean, right is right. Cassie was an adult when she got involved with Puff. If she felt like she was being mistreated, part of something illegal, she could have walked away. She could have walked away as an adult. She wasn't being held hostage per se. So they're going to dispute, why did you stay here for years? They ain't talking about battered women syndrome. They ain't talking about, well, you got to remember a man like this with power, how he could blackball you in. They ain't talking about none of that.
Not yet, anyway.
Right. They're going to say, were you held captive behind a locked door, not allowed to leave? And the answer is going to be no.
So
that right there, like, were you abducted from your house, taken somewhere foreign, you didn't know how to get resources?
So my thing is this right here. Has she ever tried to leave before?
Now, from what I've read,
I've heard, yes,
that she's tried to leave, and then he kind of love bombed her, chased the town, love bombed her, you know, lavishing her with gifts and all this stuff to bring her back.
But again,
did it go full force, or did it grow into that?
You have to look up what sex trafficking is.
Well, that's the thing about it. I don't think.
In order to sex traffic somebody, you have to take them out of their natural environment. You have to subdue
but
them.
But are they saying that, this is my point, are they saying that Cassie is the one that he was trying to, I guess, lure into this? Or is she a part of this?
She's a part
of it. I think up the domestic violence, the domestic situation in this was not should have been the beginning focus. Mm-hmm. I think they should have went
in. But they have to, because they have to show how he controlled her to do the things that she didn't want
I'm
to
not
do.
Saying gotcha. It should not okay. have been brought up. I say right. It should not have been in the beginning. It should not have been the forefront. If you're going to open your opening argument, or mm-hmm. you should highlight the basis of the sex trafficking and then bring those things in. I think you should say, you know, the argument should be the sex, because right now everybody's looking at it as like domestic. This is a domestic case, and it's not. Mm-hmm. Right now, they have not came into the fruition of the sex trafficking. I know they're going to get to it, and they're building their storyline or their case to get to that point. But I think getting to that point is, I don't know.
But if you think about it, it makes sense, because. But if they told you that in the beginning, okay, she helped him
forget,
to get.
You're going
to
forget about
yes,
it.
Yes, it's going to be, that's going to overshadow this. But if you keep drilling into their
build
mind.
Build that story up.
She was beaten. She was this. She was that. Then by the time y'all get to sex trafficking, y'all see why she had to go and get the people and do it and endure it. So you understand. So get it with sex trafficking. And I think she gonna kind of put her own nail in the coffin on herself with this. You went and got these people for this man. You knew it was wrong.
That's what I'm
saying. But you went and got him. However, we know that you were manipulated and
but it gotta be more than just her to come out to do it and say it. Because right now,
and you have to prove that those people were brought there against their will. There were people who came to these parties. What is the difference between the swingers who have parties, invite people, and they come and do wild shit? That's what some people do that like that lifestyle. You know what you was coming here for? That's what they're
going to
say.
It is tight. Honestly, my prediction on this, and I think he's going to walk.
He's going to walk.
He may get something, but it's not going to be this grandiose.
He's going to have to pay a lot of money out.
Yeah.
But he's going to walk.
That's why I said she should have just took the $30 million and wrote a book.
Why do you say that?
Because it's too many. I'm not saying that. Okay. I believe Cassie's story, and I believe what happened is real. She was a victim to a degree. Yes, she could have walked. Diddy's a monster. I believe all that. Mm-hmm. Okay. But it's so intertwined. It's so matrix.
Your hands ain't clean.
Right.
And dude, I just feel like if he offered,
why put yourself through reliving that?
I just would have rolled the book first and took the money.
I wouldn't even wrote a book. I wouldn't even wrote a book. Nigga, you know what you did to me. I need you to pay me. Once she got the check, go live privately and quietly and enjoy the rest of your life. Why are we sitting here?
It's not like he drugged her overnight and he took advantage of her and he kept doing it. She stayed. It's not like she left and went home and went to work and then he called back up and slipped a Mickey in her drink.
So I just want to give y'all an excerpt of testimony. She admitted on the stand that while in these sex parties, she allowed Diddy and other people to urinate on her and in her mouth.
Oh, and
was she drugged?
Yes, she said from the
was
very
she, on drugs?
She said from the very first encounter, this is what she said, that she was not in her logical mind, state of mind. Like she was the very first encounter, she was high and drunk. The very first encounter.
However, she has someone disputing a male escort stating that when he was approached by Cassie to come, he had to sign an NDA and everything,
right,
to come and have sex with Cassie in front of her because Diddy would sit back in a chair, masturbate while watching them.
Mm-hmm.
He would call out for them to do certain things.
But it was her that he said
when they were having sex, Cassie was the one who said to him to urinate on her. Diddy did not say that.
But the thing about it is we don't know what he told her prior to.
Right.
To say that.
Right. But I'm not going to say it.
I believe he groomed this young woman.
Because how old was Cassie when she started like dating? 12, 17?
19?
Well,
I thought she was 17 or 18.
She was 17 or 18 when she met him, but he didn't go publicly with her until she was 21.
Mm-hmm.
So y'all don't think they was...
Of course.
Having sex before then?
Of course. Yeah.
They had sex the first meeting, probably.
That first song was based on their interaction.
Right.
If you listen to the lyrics of that song, it speaks volumes.
I feel like it comes a point in time where
I believe she got tired of it and she wanted out, and at that point she was stuck.
I grew
for
up
for whatever reason.
I'ma just say this. I grew up poor. Okay? If I had met a man with some money back when I was 17 years old, he might have got some ass the first night I met him. However, the minute this turned into a freak show and you pissing on me or using the bathroom, the number two on me, because in Hollywood, this is what they do.
Yeah, that's
or doing fetishes. Anything outside of
I've learned
outside of normal
too now.
Or out of normal. This is outside of normal boundaries of we just penetrating and doing the regular. This some wild shit. I'm fucking ponies and shit. But sir, party's over. It was fun while it lasted. I'm out. I'm
but
not doing this no more.
That
with
he
you.
Would love bomb the mess out of her.
Baby,
like
you could love grenade
was,
my ass.
He and
you're
and
not
she was
gonna
young,
piss on
and
me.
And she loved the lifestyle. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? She was young. She was heavily on drugs, my understanding.
I think it didn't begin that way. I think it
gradually
got to the point. He hooked her.
Right. Yeah.
Hook and bait.
Hook, line, and sinker. Yes. And then it was like, okay. And then he got concerned because now she's more addicted to drugs than he is. And tried to get her help. Is that not what
that's
some of
what
the,
they said?
That they said.
That's what he said. And then there was a segment I've heard about her and Kim, how he would have them two.
So that is true?
That's what I've heard, that he would make them perform each other for him.
Are the girls still listening to this? Are the girls still coming to court every day?
So at a certain point of the sex talk, the children got up and left the courtroom.
They should have never been in the courtroom from the beginning.
Correct.
But they wanted to show support
they
for
should
their
have
daddy.
I don't feel been in the courtroom.
You already know what they gonna say about your daddy though.
They should have they should
so
not
if you're
have
not ready to hear this. It's just fucked up.
Very.
I think Cassie didn't have a choice but to testify.
And not only do I feel like the kids shouldn't be there to hear the sex part, because now you got to remember Kim's kids are in there. So in their mind, if you did this to her, did you do this shit to our mama?
Uh-huh.
I'm wondering. I mean, they said Misa is there.
Yeah.
And Baby Love mom is there as well.
Well, are they there to support him or to support the children?
I think to support the children, but you're there.
I would not have my kids there.
But they're all grown.
I don't
think. I'm not talking about the boys. I'm talking about the girls.
Well, the girls are 18 now. They should be.
I think when he was dating Misa, he wasn't the same Puff he was.
Yes,
he
was.
I think he was.
I don't think he was that far gone.
I mean, he wasn't.
No. This is early on now.
Tell your friends. Get my friends. We can do this every
weekend.
It might have been a lie.
Puff was.
But I think he went to the next level.
Oh, once he began. When he got more money,
more problems.
Of craziness.
But I think Puff was still Puff.
Yeah, he was. I said he was probably a lot then. But I think he was a different monster.
So is that when he went to Diddy from Puffy?
I can't remember now.
The Dr. Love?
So they did. So when Cassie testified, because I'm just remembering what I was reading. So Cassie did testify that she had UTIs and her mouth would just be so sore and all that stuff to where the point of antibiotics could not work. I just want to say she is a brave soul. God bless her soul for coming forward, because like you, this is a lot. This is a lot. And a lot of people don't, I mean, I think she is somewhat taking responsibility for her part in what this role is.
She definitely needs to take responsibility.
But I think that.
But letting them urinate in her mouth.
I think that she just felt like she couldn't, like you said, maybe she just enjoyed that lavish lifestyle. And when it was good, it was good. And then when it was not so good, it was horrible. It was hell.
It was Carisha, because everybody's saying is when Carisha came into the fold, she got the talk show. She got it's a lot of things that she had gotten that was promised to Cassie that Cassie did not get, and there was a jealousy or there was a situation going on there, and that's like when she was like, enough is enough and I'm out.
Can we talk about some of like, I guess the conspiracy theories? I don't even know how all this they apparently have been watching Puff for a long time. I don't know if the people that he sued for the company or what have you had something to do with all this coming out. But of course, that's alleged rumors. They knew all of this, and this is how all of this started coming out as well. My hope and prayer, because y'all know I love Carisha. You know, I've been saying that for years. I hope and pray that she didn't do half of that stuff, but I'm sure.
She was Puffy's woman.
I know.
She knows him.
I know.
And didn't
she has been very
didn't
quiet.
Didn't she say she liked your relationship?
Golden shower, she did. She did.
So,
Lord Jesus.
So we have an engineer in the room. He's a man. Okay, we got three women in the room. He's going to be one way with Vaughn, one way with Sue, one way with me. A man knows what energy to give
right.
to the woman
right.
he's with. I'm going to tell you another thing a man going to do. if I was in love with you or invested in you in a certain way and you up and leave me, guess what I'm going to do with the next bitch? I'm going to shower her with everything you had and more.
Make it.
I'm going to make her look like I'm giving her a better life than I ever could have gave you to just infuriate you and make you mad. Do you understand how vindictive men can be once you leave them?
Oh, yes.
So I say all that to say Carisha might have had an advantage over Cassie because Carisha had a career, a rap career before.
And she is her own woman.
Right. And she's very outspoken about stuff, whereas Cassie may not have been. So I could see him doing both parts of what I explained differently with those two different sets of women. You get me?
So, I get you.
Yeah.
Now, also, did y'all know that the husband now was his trainer, his personal trainer?
Yeah, I knew that. And
so
hers too.
Yeah,
hers
that's
too.
How they met. Yeah.
And so the things that he knows about Cassie is not...
It's not, yeah,
foreign.
New.
It's not new. It's not, you know, surprise, surprise. I didn't know this was going on because he probably watched and endured a lot of the behavior. And you know what? He said he didn't save Cassie, a statement that he put out to the public.
Mm-hmm,
he said that she saved herself, you know, and she was being brave about it. But I really believe he saw something in her to help her escape.
And bless her.
Or empower her.
To
take the leap.
And she's pregnant. I didn't know she was
pregnant. Yeah, she's due any day now.
Yeah, I don't know.
That was a lot. That was a lot to endure. And I mean, I just,
I would have had that baby on the stand.
Hats off
to
her. Yeah, because, I mean, she stepped forward to somebody that was very powerful in this world, honestly. And just, you know, we all heard the rumors. We always heard the rumors about Puff and what was going on. But to me, this, it's like it was confirmation that all this happened, because my understanding that it was maybe confirmed that he did blow up
Kid
Cudi's car and did some other stuff threatening him. And I just.
Who do y'all think is going to come out in this trial, like witnesses? Do you think celebrities going to come out in this?
You know, I'm still a little perplexed on this. As close as him and Mary are, why is she so quiet?
Mary had to cut. My understanding, Mary cut ties with him. That's my understanding.
Okay, even though you've cut ties, you have nothing to say?
Of how can she when it's true?
Yeah,
when it's
you involved
true, allegedly.
Too. You probably had some...
I'm sure a lot of celebrities are sitting at home shaking in their, you know, kind of like.
Okay, let's get off Mary for a minute. Where's Farnsworth Bentley?
Oh, he's not hiding. He's been on his.
Why isn't he on trial?
Because
he would know more than. It's just certain people who I feel that need to be there. And I'm going to say this next name. And I know I probably get a little flack for this. Child. Usher Raymond mama sent that boy to go live with this nigga when he was 13, 14 years old.
Is his mother still living?
Uh-huh. Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Justin Bieber's mother didn't send him to stay there, but she allowed him to spend a lot of time with Diddy. Justin Bieber ain't been right since. Usher Raymond, he appears normal. But you're not going to sit up here and tell me that's a normal relationship.
This trial just started.
Did Usher cut ties with Puffy?
Not really.
I don't feel like he has.
I think everybody kind of...
But I feel like
over the years, you don't think he's kind of...
I feel like he doesn't speak on stuff because he knows too much.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's a very awkward situation.
But I go back to that interview last year at the top of the year that Cat Williams said, You gotta tell Diddy no.
When you gotta tell Diddy no.
He said Diddy liked the party.
And you
gotta tell him no. He said it for a reason. Look at all the shit coming out.
I mean, even Terrence Howard has kind of confirmed.
But this is before we knew, like, how Diddy party.
But see, this is the thing. Like I said, we've heard the rumors over the years. We have heard the rumors about Diddy's parties and the things that he was doing and that he was bisexual and all this kind of stuff.
You want to know somebody else who I think knows a lot?
Who?
Faith Evans.
Of course,
Faith. No.
Yeah, the whole circle, the whole triad, yeah. The whole triad area know that.
So there are certain people who I feel like in Bad Boy.
Of course.
Who were closer to Diddy than others. And I feel like Faith knew
them
a lot.
Making a band
and Faith
players.
Knew a lot.
Well, Don is on trial.
The guys.
The guys.
Don
Aubrey. Yes.
Yeah. They say Aubrey sent out a statement saying she is not testifying.
But, I'm shocked.
But he did the dog to Aubrey though. He did.
But you know Sarah. Who else I want to come to the pulpit? Mm. Or to the mic? To the podium. Cool. LeBron James, I'm sorry. Why you LeBron? Had that French maid dress on and
where?
Said ain't no party like a Diddy party. Oh, that was you didn't see
I
that?
Didn't
see
oh, I didn't see that.
You
oh,
showed that on AI.
No, honey. This was a was it a FaceTime video call he was on or video?
Yeah, the French
you recall that engineer?
No. Uh-uh. I have to show y'all.
Okay, well, we have to see that one. I can't.
And then there's another video leaked with Puffy with his wig on.
Who, Puff?
Yes, yeah, I'm beautiful. Oh, I'm beautiful.
I don't know.
Y'all didn't see that?
No.
Mm-mm. Oh, yeah. The late night video that leaked. Him
this,
dressed,
this
like,
just
dressed
started.
In like tranny style.
See, I don't see Puff doing that.
I don't see him.
Okay, so
I can't say what I see Puff doing at this point in time because hell.
So what they're trying to get us to realize right now is they're painting a picture of him. Using everyone around him to try to lure all these people in.
Mm-hmm. Is that a crime?
Is that a crime too?
So it's just like if I say, "Hey Sue, I'm having this big party. Bring Brandon and Vaughn."
Mm-hmm.
So they come, they party. Me and Brandon go in the back room and get busy.
Mm-hmm.
Brandon comes out. She raped me.
Uh-huh.
And her friend lured me to the party.
To the party.
So I can get raped. Did you really lure me to the party? Or did you invite me to the party? And I came to party. And hold on. Maybe I even consented to sex. But because I know you got money... And it was just me and you in the room there, and nobody can prove it. I'm going to say it was something else. Mm-hmm. We don't know.
No.
We don't know. We don't know.
I wish I was a fly on the wall, though.
So do you think Mary J. Blige is going to be subpoenaed?
I think
no.
Okay. I think she should.
I see no.
You don't think she should?
I don't know.
The whole empire will go down in the hell basket. Every record, the executive, everybody.
That's, in a way, I wish I was, in a way, that's why I wanted it to be on TV. Because, of course, we're just looking at testimony from and what is written. And hopefully
right. And
everybody is writing down.
The media is coming back and saying what they witnessed in the courtroom. So we get all these
but
different
that's
outlets.
Their perspective.
So who are you following to read about the trial?
There's like three people right now I'm following. One, of course, TMZ.
Okay.
L'Oreal.
Lauren LaRosa. Okay.
And I forgot the other person. One more person.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know all them niggas lie.
Well, no, no. I think the TMZ is really good because the man's an attorney, so he knows what to do and what not to do. You know,
well, here's
Laura LaRosa came from TMZ, and she is, I think she's a phenomenal journalist.
Very, and she's, I really and do. She's non-biased.
Yeah.
So she's very non-biased.
I pick apart, I take little information here or there.
Okay.
If it's not quoted as so-and-so's statement said.
Right.
I kind of.
Well, she's reading.
Well, that's what she's reading.
She's reading the script. No, yeah. So she's reading what actually took place.
Because you have reporters who give, you know, the courtroom was so tense today with so-and-so.
No, she's reading statements.
I disregard that.
Okay, because I've been following her, trying to catch up, but some of the stuff, I'm just kind of like, whoa.
So she's reading the statements from the stand. So mm-hmm. she's reading what they're saying from the stand, and she is giving her two cents on
afterwards,
things, but she's not blaming one thing or another.
Isn't.
You know, she...
Because a lot of people are getting on her saying, like, it seems like you're more Team Diddy, but she was mm-hmm. saying, like, these people should have prepared her. We need more proof.
She was like, if this is the case, she was like, I see where this is going in the favor of because blah, 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 blah. And she's giving her two cents, but she's not saying Diddy is scotch-free or whatever. But I just feel like this is going to be, even after the fact, if he gets off, people are not going to see things the same again.
I think if he walks out of that courtroom, he should just go buy him an island, stay there, live the rest of your life, and stay out of the limelight.
Yes.
Do I think he will? No. But
that
would be his best bet.
Girl.
I mean, sometimes you gotta take your winnings and cash out.
Just like we about to cash out now.
That's right.
Well, with that being said, I am still going to stay tuned because I'm very curious of how this is going to end. This is mm-hmm. a very salacious trial, so very interesting to see. And I don't know. I like Young Thug's attorney. I just, you know, I don't know why I like him. But anyway, with all that being said and done, let us know what your take on personally or the direction you see this going. Hit us up at the... email at thevarynecessarypodcast@gmail.com. Or if you know us individually, hit us up. Let us know something. We curious to see what the minds of the masses are thinking about. And also never miss an episode at thevarynecessarypodcast.
And y'all, if it's too much for you, please unplug. Don't follow every day. Maybe just check in here or there. Because like I said, this is a very high profile case and everybody just wants to know. But I know this often triggers people too that are victims of domestic violence and sexual assault. So, of course.
And sex trafficking.
And sex trafficking. So, you know. We hear you, you know, just unplug. Don't even get involved in a conversation. And of course, you know, we're here for you. And we're out.
Bye. Bye.